朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是刘志雄长老，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
那新约就更清楚了。
And the New Testament is even clearer.
如果你看耶稣讲到教，
If you listen to Jesus when he talks about yeast,
马太十六章，
The book of Matthew chapter 16,
耶稣很清楚地警告门徒们，
Jesus has very clearly warned his disciples,
要小心法利赛人的教啊。
Be careful, beware of the yeast of the Pharisee. And Paul said,
你如果在哥林多前书第五章那里，
If in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 5,
保罗也是用面酵来代表教会中的罪。
Paul is also using yeast to represent, illustrate the sins of the church.
面酵其实是真的很适合用来代表罪恶。
Actually, yeast is very proper, appropriate to be used to represent sins.
因为面酵它一定都是很小一点点。
Because yeast, you only need just a little bit of it.
然后隐藏在面里面。
And then it's hidden inside the dough.
然后就可以把整团都搞砸。
And then it can really ruin the whole dough.
这些犹太主义的错误的教导。
This Jewish legalism, the wrong teaching that they're bringing,
他们传到加拉太人中间，
when they preach to the Galatians,
也是很小一点点。
It started with just a little bit.
他们没有否定耶稣的神性和人性。
They did not deny the divinity and humanism of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们没有否认耶稣钉十字架所成就的伟大救恩。
They did not deny the salvation greatness that's accomplished by our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们只是说，那个只是第一步。
They only said that was just the first step.
还需要再加一点点。
And you need to add on just a little bit more.
今天在我们基督徒的生活中，
Today in the lives of Christians,
这是同样危险的事情。
It's in the same way a dangerous thing.
许多的教会
Many churches
不知不觉中定出了很多的遗传和规条。
Unknowingly, they have established a lot of regulations and traditions.
那就成为我们属灵的律法主义。
And that has become a spiritual legalism.
一开始很小一点点。
It started with just a very little bit.
但是日子久了就把整个教会带进死亡的里面。
But as days go on, it will lead the whole church into death.
我最近在想。
And recently I've been thinking.
保罗如果今天活在我们中间。
And if Paul lives amongst us today.
他可能会说什么呢？
What he may be saying.
他也许会说，律法主义就像是这个新冠病毒一样。
And he may be saying that legalism is like the coronavirus right now.
他可以很小一点点先让几个人开始。
And it can use just a little bit starting with a few people.
然后他可以让整个武汉一塌糊涂。
And it caused the whole of the Wuhan into a chaotic situation.
然后他把中国搞得稀里哗啦。
And it caused China into such a mess.
现在是搞得全世界一塌糊涂。
And now it's creating a chaotic situation in the whole world.
眼睛都看不见。
And your eyes cannot see.
这么小的病毒。
Just a little bit of virus.
能够带下这么大的伤害。
And can bring such great damage.
我们今天何等的需要神怜悯我们。
And today how we really need the mercy of God.
我们一定要严谨的预防。
We have to very solemnly, seriously prevent
这些属灵的遗传律法主义。
Such spiritual tradition legalism.
动机可能是好的。
Maybe our motive was good.
但是有一天都会带下问题。
Every day will bring problems.
保罗在哥林多前书五章第二节那里说
Paul in the 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2 it says
说这个所有的这一些人自己觉得比别人强的地方
All those who think that you are better than areas that you think you're better than other people
会让人自高自大
Cause men to be proud and arrogant
Puff up
To be puffed up
那是原文的意思
That is the original meaning of the original text
那正是面教在面里面让它发出来的那个字的意思
And this is exactly the meaning when the ease is expanding in the dough
保罗警告他们完了以后
After Paul has warned them
他却对着加拉太的信徒
But towards the saints in the book of Galatians
非常肯定地说到他在主里面对他们的信心
Very positively he mentioned that he has his faith in their faith in the Lord
我在主里很信你们必不怀别样的心
I'm confident in the Lord that you will take no other view.
保罗的这个信心
This Paul's faith here.
他这个很信或者深信
He said he's confident and he believed deeply.
是在主里
Is in the Lord.
因为只有神才有能力保守他的子民
Because only a God can guard his people to walk all the way to the end.
只有神能够把足够的恩典放在我们的心中。
Only God can put enough faith into our heart.
让我们能够坚固不可摇动常常竭力多做主工。
So that we may constantly stay firm and will not be moved or swayed and do the work of God.
直到我们咽下最后一口气。
Until we draw our last breath.
保罗不只是相信神保守他儿女的大能。
Paul not only believes in God's great power in guarding his people.
保罗同时也坚信
Paul at the same time firmly believe
任何这些谬传福音的人都不会有好下场
Anyone who's trying to spread false gospel will not have good endings
但搅扰你们的无论是谁必担当他的罪名
But whoever is trying to disturb you he will bear his own sins
这样看起来好像在他们中间犹太教派的人里面还有一个头头。
And it sounds like as if in their Jewish teaching, they still have a head there.
保罗没有提他的名字。
Paul has not mentioned his name.
保罗到底知不知道那个人的名字我们也不确定。
We're not sure whether Paul knows of the name of that person.
但是有一件事情保罗十分的确信
But there's one thing Paul firmly believes in
无论他是谁
Whoever he is
总有一天他要为着搅扰教会要跟神交代的
One day he will have to pay the penalty in front of God one day
搅扰这个词
The one who is being confused or causing confusion
在圣经里面还有其他两个地方也用到同样的这一个词。
There are two areas in the Bible that use the same word.
一个是在《使徒行传》十七章第六节。
One is in the book of Acts chapter 17 verse 6.
那里翻译作 让整个世界 turn upside down.
Here is translation is when they turn the whole world upside down.
21章38节
Chapter 21, verse 38.
那里是指着让整个的城市都煽动暴动起来了。
And there is saying causing a revolt of the whole city.
所以这是一个非常强烈的字。
This is a very strong word.
这些犹太的假师傅。
And these false teachers of the Jewish false teachers.
他们在加拉太弟兄姐妹中间带下的伤害是非常的大。
And among the Galatians brothers and sisters, they brought down such great damages.
所以他们要面对他的罪名。
Therefore, they have to face the sins and the judgment.
那个罪名原文就是审判。
And the original word, is actually judgment.
那是审判。
It's a sentencing.
神的审判。
God's sentencing and judgment.
那保罗在这个审判前面加了一个定冠词，那审判。
And God has added, Paul has added a definite article in front of his, the sentencing.
他所指的就是末日的大审判。
And what he's referring to is the end day great final sentencing.
到那日，那些错误的假师傅要被显明出来。
And in that day, those wrong false teachers will be pointed out, will be revealed.
今天我们发现许多虚假的东西比真的东西更受欢迎。
And today we discover that many false things are actually more welcome to, from the real ones.
许多不是福音的福音比真实的福音更受欢迎。
And many not really gospel that is not gospel are more welcome than the real one.
我们不要灰心。
Let's not be discouraged.
我们也不要害怕。
And let's not be afraid.
因为审判的日子终要来到。
Because the day of judgment will one day come.
那一些假师傅都会被审判。
Those false teachers will be sentenced and judged.
然后到了十一节。
And then when we come to verse 11,
保罗特别要解释一件事情。
Paul especially want to explain one thing.
保罗说，我若仍旧传割礼。
Paul said, if I'm still preaching circumcision,
你知道保罗以前是法利赛人。
You know that Paul was a Pharisee before.
他肯定是很热心的传割礼。
And definitely he must be spreading circumcision zealously.
可是他得救以后他不可能会再传割礼。
But after he was saved, it's not possible that he would be preaching circumcision again.
但是这些假师傅呢?
However, these false teachers,
他们说保罗还是传割礼的。
They are saying that Paul is still preaching circumcision.
保罗现在还没有跟你们传割礼。
If Paul is not preaching circumcision with you now,
是因为他要先把前面关于耶稣基督的救恩这些基础部分先教导你们。
Because he wants to first teach you the fundamental preaching of Jesus Christ about salvation to you first.
将来你们比较属灵了，他就会教你们割礼的事了。
In future, when you become more spiritual, he will then teach you about circumcision.
这是假师傅的诡计。
And this is a trick and trap of the false teachers.
因为假师傅要让加拉太人认为保罗其实跟他们是一样的。
Because the false teachers want to cause the believers to believe that Paul is the same as they are.
所以保罗在这里特别声明。
And Paul here especially mentioned,
我若仍旧传福音。
If I'm still preaching circumcision,
在希腊文的用法里面。
In the method, the use of a language in Greek.
这个若。
If.
常常是 是一个反面的意思。
And constantly illustrates the opposite meaning.
好像耶稣说，我若靠着别洗格来赶鬼。
Like Jesus was saying, if I were relying on Bethsaida to exorcise the devil.
那就是我根本就不是。
Then that means I'm actually not.
那保罗说，我不可能是一个传割礼的。
Then Paul is saying that it's not possible that I'm one who's preaching circumcision.
那为什么这些假师傅可以说的让加拉太人会相信呢？
So how is it then the false teachers can set it in such a way that the Galatians really believe them?
有几个可能性。
There are a few possibilities.
一个可能性呢，就是保罗实实在在给提摩太行了割礼。
And one possibility is that Paul actually did circumcise Timothy.
那是在路斯德这个地方。
And that is in the area of Rooster.
那 Lystra 这个地方呢，它其实就是加拉太南部的一个小镇。
Lystra is actually a small town in the southern part of Galatia.
所以这件事情一定瞒不了加拉太人。
So this thing, of course, the Galatians cannot be deceived by such a fact.
所以
Therefore,
他们会说
They will say,
你看保罗都给提摩太行了割礼了。
Even Paul has circumcised Timothy.
而且这些假师傅肯定也知道。
And these false teachers actually know.
保罗曾经说过
Paul once said,
像犹太人我就做犹太人。
To the Jews, I'll be a Jew.
为要得犹太人。
In order to gain the Jews.
那既然如此。
Since this is the case.
那保罗给提摩太受了割礼。
Paul has then circumcised Timothy.
所以加拉太人你们放心。
So therefore, Galatians, you should relax.
保罗他以后也是跟我们一样的。
Paul will be same as we are in the end.
那其实他们完全不懂的一件事情。
But in actuality, something that they totally do not understand is
保罗给提摩太施割礼。
And Paul circumcised Timothy.
跟保罗不允许外邦人行割礼。
Comparing to Paul forbidding the Gentiles to be circumcised.
是完全不矛盾的。
They are not conflicting each other.
千万不要忘记。
Do not forget.
在犹太人的规矩里面。
In the regulations of the Jewish people.
只要妈妈是犹太人。
As long as the mother is a Jew.
孩子就是犹太人。
The child is considered a Jew.
提摩太的妈妈是犹太人。
Paul of Timothy's mother is a Jew, Jewish.
所以保罗给一个犹太人行割礼，跟保罗所教导的一点关系都没有。
So therefore, the fact that Paul circumcised a Jew is nothing to do with what Paul is teaching.
因为保罗给提摩太行割礼，不是为着提摩太可以得救。
Because Paul to circumcise Timothy is not to give him salvation.
是让这个犹太人可以被其他的犹太人接纳。
Is in order that this Jew can be accepted by other Jews.
保罗是不会在十字架的救恩上加上任何其他的东西。
Paul not anything onto the fact of the cross.
保罗用来证明他不会传割礼。
What Paul uses to prove that he will not preach circumcision.
他说我的逼迫就是最好的证明。
He said, my being persecuted is the best proof.
因为在当时
Because in those days,
如果保罗在行割礼这件事情上只要一让步
Paul, because in those days, on the issue of circumcision, as long as he takes a step back,
就没有任何的逼迫了。
There will no longer be any persecution.
但是保罗坚持。
However, Paul persists.
人得救。
For a man to be saved.
独独靠十字架上的恩典。
Simply just relying on the grace of the cross.
跟割礼没有关系。
It has nothing to do with circumcision.
那这是当时犹太教不能够接受的。
This is what the Jewish religion cannot accept in those days.
保罗说，如果我是传割礼的人。
Paul says, if I was the one who's preaching God of the circumcision,
不但逼迫没有了,
not only that the persecution would be gone,
十字架讨厌的地方也没有了,
the cross, the abolition of the cross would be gone as well.
你知道这个, 讨厌,
you know, the offense here it says in this word,
这个字的意思就是冒犯。
This actually the meaning is to offend.
十字架实在冒犯了人的自意。
The cross actually offended man's free will, man's will.
因为十字架坚持人所做的一切的良善，一切的邪恶，通通都要钉在十字架上。
Because the cross insists that what men, the good and the evil of the men do, will totally have to be connected to the cross.
换一句话说,
in other words,
人一切的努力,
all efforts of men,
在救恩这件事情上,
in the issue of salvation,
是完全没有好处的。
There is no benefits to it at all.
这一个十字架的福音的真理。
This is the gospel truth of the cross.
是非常冒犯人的。
It's very offensive to men.
不只是冒犯了2000年前的那些自命清高的犹太教士。
Not only did it offend those so-called good Jewish teachers.
就是今天在我们传福音的时候。
Even today when we're teaching or spreading the gospel.
十字架的救恩
The salvation of the cross
让许多自己以为自己是好人的人受不了
Cause many people who think they're good to be upset about it
这也是为什么
This is also why
那个时候有很多人都希望
At that time, many people hope
保罗最好能够传讲一个福音。
That is best that Paul can spread one gospel.
是十字架上的救赎。
Is the salvation, the redemption on the cross.
加上人的一些努力。
And to teach some to add on some efforts by men.
这样就不会让人讨厌。
This way will not cause people to be offended.
但是记住。
But remember,
如果是这样,
if this is the way it is,
就没有救恩了,
then there will not be any salvation grace.
那这里也有一点我们稍微提醒我们自己的地方。
Here also is one area that we may want to remind ourselves of.
十字架的信息本身是非常的容易冒犯人。
The message of the cross itself is very easily become offensive to people.
但是我们这些传讲十字架信息的人
But we who was teaching the message of the cross
我们不要再去冒犯别人
We should not try to offend people
传福音的人
The people who were spreading the gospel
需要求神给我们怜悯的心
We need to ask God to give us a heart of mercy compassionate A forgiving spirit.
十字架去冒犯别人是没有办法避免的。
It's unavoidable that the cross is an offensive message.
但是你我的骄傲肉体去冒犯人是可以避免的。
But you using our own pride to offend people can be avoided.
第十二节。
In verse 12.
恨不得那搅乱你们的人把自己隔绝了。
As for those agitators, I wish they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves.
非常明显，保罗写到这里已经是非常激动了。
And we can see very obvious that when Paul writes up to this point, he's totally very moved, excited.
有一些评论家说
Some commentators said,
这是保罗书信中恐怕最粗暴的用词。
This may be one of the most violent words that Paul has used in the Bible.
隔绝
To be emasculated.
中文翻得非常的文雅。
And the Chinese has translated into such a gentle way.
其实就是阉割，让你做太监。
It actually to cause you to emasculate to become a eunuch.
保罗的意思就是说
What Paul means is
你如果真的那么希望要把包皮割掉的话
If you truly so hope that the foreskin be cut off,
你干脆就全部割掉算了。
Why don't you just remove the whole thing totally?
那有人对保罗这句话是有各种不同的解释。
And some people have different kinds of explanations to Paul saying here.
有人根据旧约来解释。
Some people will explain according to the Old Testament.
因为生命记23章第一节那里规定。
Because Deuteronomy chapter 23,
Verse 1, it says, 被阉割的不可如耶和华的会。
Anyone who has been emasculated or by crushing or cutting may not enter the assembly of the Lord.
简单的说
Simply put,
也许保罗说干脆就把这些制造麻烦的犹太教派阉割了，把他们从教会里面开除算了。
Paul may be saying that simply uses people who are causing trouble to emasculate them and just get them out of the assembly.
无论保罗的意思是什么
Regardless of what Paul means,
你如果读这句话，你是很清楚的发现保罗他这个愤怒的发表是很清楚。
And if you read the sentence, you know that Paul's anger, which is expressed here, is very clear.
保罗在这里的愤怒不是因为假师父对保罗有什么伤害。
The anger that Paul here is not because of the damage that the false teacher may have caused him.
保罗如此的愤怒乃是因为保罗对神子民深深的爱。
And Paul is so angry is because that he's illustrating the God's love for his people, for God's people.
我几乎可以确定的说
I can almost be certain to say,
我们如果像保罗一样的爱神的百姓,
if we love God's people in the same way as Paul,
我们也肯定盼望一切虚假的师父都从地球上消失。
We definitely would then hope that all false teachers will then be, will vanish from the world.
保罗在这一章圣经前面的十二节里面
In this chapter of the Bible, in the first 12 verses,
他就是告诉加拿大的信徒们,
he's telling the saints of the Galatians,
我们是自由的,
we are free,
我们不要再受任何一点律法主义的辖制,
we should not be under the bondage of any legalism,
我们不要再被打岔,
we should not be distracted,
我们只要好好的向着标杆直跑。
We are just simply focusing on the goal and run towards it.
等候生命的冠冕。
And we wait for the crown of life.
这让我想起希伯来书第十二章。
And this caused me to remember the book of Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节和第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
因为这两节圣经就给奔跑天路的人很清楚的一个总结。
Because this is a conclusion for the people, these two verses has concluded for the people who are running towards the heaven.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐。奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus.
他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
The author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
今天你我在奔跑天路的过程中，
Today, you and I, in the process running towards heaven,
最重要的关键，
the most critical point,
让我们能够跑得好，
so that in order for us to run the race good, well,
让我们能够跑到底，
that we can run all the way towards the end,
是定睛在耶稣的身上。
Is to fix our gaze on our Lord Jesus.
因为是耶稣给了我们自由，让我们可以奔跑。
Because it is Jesus who gave us the freedom so that we may run.
并且他自己也跑给我们看。
And he himself is showing us how to run.
也是他在我们里面工作，给我们所有需要的信心、爱心、劳苦、忍耐。
And that he himself is the one who's showing us in there, that is the faith, the love, the labor, and endurance.
也是他为我们预备了奖赏在等候我们。
And that he's the one who has prepared the rewards and waiting for us.
我多么盼望能够靠着神的恩典。
How I hope that we, through the grace of God,
借着耶稣基督的帮助，
Through the help of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有一天我们能够像保罗在提摩太后书四章七节和八节的话成为。
So that one day we may be like in 2 Timothy, just in chapter 4, verses 7 to 8.
那里保罗这样说。
There Paul says,
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith.
从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And the, 就是
爱我公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的。
And now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day.
不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow our head in prayer.
天父，我们实在感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we truly thank you.
是你的恩典呼召了我们。
It is through your grace that we have been called.
是你在你儿子耶稣基督里的救恩释放了我们。
It's the salvation your son Jesus Christ that has set us free.
让我们得以自由。
So that we may be free.
但愿我们剩下的岁月。
May our remaining days.
我们能够定睛在主耶稣的身上。
That we may fix our gaze on our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们能够快跑的来跟随你。
That we may run to follow you.
好让你的旨意成全在我们的生命中。
That your will may be accomplished in our lives.
你的荣耀可以从我们这群不配的人身上彰显出来。
That your glories may be magnified in this group of us that is not worthy.
你也能够使用我们这些软弱的人。
And that you may be able to use this group of weak people like us.
把你的恩典带给那些我们周围的人。
That you may give your grace to all those around us.
我们如此祷告，不配， 是奉主耶稣基督的宝贝的名。
We pray in such an unworthy way in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。